Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. The Biden regime continues to endanger our national security with his Obama-like policies in our armed forces. Will the GOP finally take a stand to save this nation? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest for my new listeners. Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV shows, and he's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Well, thank you, Audrey. Happy to be back with you again, as always.
It's always so great to have you with us. And Paul, we have to talk. I want to start out with this. The extreme cultural Marxism being implemented into the U.S. military. For the listeners who hadn't seen it, in a House Armed Services Committee hearing recently, Admiral Gilday was questioned by Representative Banks, a Navy veteran, on why he placed a racist book on the recommended reading list for the Navy. It was obvious that Gilday hadn't read the book himself, and that was obvious by the questions. His answers showed that he didn't read this book, nor was his demeanor, in my opinion, that of a flag officer during the hearing, because he was quite disrespectful to Representative Banks. How did this guy ever make it up the ranks in the Navy? And isn't it obvious that this is an attempt at further destroying military readiness by pushing critical race theory in recommending this book?
Well, I asked the same question to myself and other flag officers. Where did this guy come from? That mindset. And if you notice his demeanor, it was very arrogant.
Yeah.
The fact that he would push this left-wing author and his readings and teachings in his book onto the armed forces members absolutely is a, I think it's reason to remove this admiral from the Navy. That's how bad it is.
Yes,
it affects readiness, it affects morale that they're pushing this, but it's coming from the top. It's coming from basically Obama to Susan Rice to Biden down to Gordon Austin, who's the Secretary of Defense, and on down through the ranks. This is a horrible, horrible pattern that's being set in our military rather than on focusing on our domestic and our foreign enemies now and training to that.
You know, have you ever seen such an attempt to undermine our armed forces and thereby our national security by implementing Marxism in the ranks? Because they're pitting troops against each other.
Well, yes, it's dividing the military. There's no doubt about that. But you can remember this started happening under Obama with the purge of officers, senior officers. And now they're purging even the military ranks of what they call right-wing extremists, when no right-wing extremists have been identified in the military. Zero.
Yeah.
And if there were any, the commanders in the respective organizations and units would have probably released those people from active duty. They had a four-star general say, "We don't have extremism in our ranks, but it's a focus on purging the whites," particularly, and that's what this critical race theory is all about. These people should be relieved of duty immediately because they're not abiding by their oath.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm glad to hear you say that, especially about Gilday. I think he should be decommissioned.
Should Gordon Austin. Yeah. Secretary of Defense should be removed. There is a petition out, by the way, to remove him.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that obviously Tom Cotton and Representative Banks have come. Yeah, and I think there are others, but they need to. There needs to be a push here because this is getting scary now. That they are.
Well, there is a push, and there's a push from the retired generals and admirals too. We've come out with another letter as of today, having Lieutenant Colonel West author that. So we have hundreds now of retired generals and admirals who are contesting what's happening in the Defense Department.
Yeah. Are there no flag officers now serving that care enough about this nation to stand against this and instead of protect their career?
Well, I'm sure there is at the one-star, two-star, even the three-star level. But it's the four stars that I'm worried about and have been worried about who are the leaders of the various commands. They're the chiefs of the services. And I don't see any of those four stars standing up. They seem to be all politicized, all of them. I haven't heard one stand up except the four star I talked about of the Space Command, the one that came up and announced that he saw no extremism in the ranks. So therefore, there would be no necessary move towards his critical race theory teachings and studies.
Really? Oh, so that's good to hear that. But it does seem like this is the continuation of what Obama started in the military and now trying to rip through the ranks. Because I understand that it's already starting to hurt those that have planned to make a career of it and now are leaving because of it. It's probably hurting recruitment, too, wouldn't you think?
How about the cadets and midshipmen coming out of the academies?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pushing that down the end of the Academy Studies curriculum.
Yeah, at West Point, they were doing that.
Yes.
Yeah, and so is no, I'm sure, I mean, it's been brought out, thank God, it's been brought to someone's attention, but how can that be removed from West Point? Who can do that?
Well, the superintendent can. He's a three-star general.
And he doesn't know that this is wrong?
He could stand up and do it. And I don't think they have the courage to stand up against the leaders in the Defense Department. The three-star West Point works for the Department of Army, for example.
So
the superintendent of the Naval Academy works for the Chief of Naval Operations, who I guess is this dumb guy, Gil Davis. Look at that trace.
Yeah, but I have to say that watching his response was embarrassing to see that one of the highest flag officers in the Navy and that he would respond that way to a congressman. He didn't even say, I said, this guy is in the military? He looks like he's just wearing a uniform. He was talking like
slouching back in his chair, his demeanor.
Nasty,
I mean, it was absolute embarrassment.
Rude, nasty, sniping.
Should be relieved of duty today, but they won't do it. That's the kind of generals and admirals they want to keep in their position.
Yeah. Yeah, it's well. I'm hoping then further that the letter that you just released will do something, and that we see something moving with the GOP in Congress to end this because it's got to be rooted out, or we're in a lot of trouble. Another place we're in a lot of trouble, thanks to Biden, is the border. Now, in May 2021, Border Patrol encounters with illegal immigrants from the Mexican border increased, get this, 674% as compared to May 2020. And that's demonstrating the magnitude of the increase in business for Mexican cartels. And according to a veteran DHS law enforcement officer, these are only the crossings of which Border Patrol is aware. Now, this officer stated, and he wanted to stay anonymous, the cartel makes more money on people than they do on dope. No one comes through the border illegally without the cartel's authorization. So, Paul, hasn't Biden caused this increase in illegals, and isn't he, in essence, aiding the cartels?
Well, of course he is. But he's clueless. You've got to understand. He is clueless. Kamala Harris is clueless. It's all being run out of Obama's command and control center, not too far from the White House, through Susan Rice. We have to understand that's the chain of command of what's happening. And they want this influx of immigration. And the cartels, of course, are cooperating and making tons of money. Now, you know, I wrote a border plan for President Trump in 2018.
Right.
to neutralize the cartels, take them out of business, work with the Mexican special ops and Marines down there, do a clandestine covert takedown. They didn't do anything. Now, I've since sent that up and floated that to the Department of Defense. The cartels must be neutralized as a militarized force that is attacking the United States through drugs, through support of illegal border crossers. They're working with China on the drug proliferation through the across the border into the states. They are a true enemy, a real enemy of the United States. I could put together a special ops plan to take down the cartels in 7 days.
Yeah.
7 days I can take them down, and I can destroy their network of financial distribution as well. The money.
Yes.
It's affecting north of our border, by the way. They're working up there in Canada through Vancouver.
The cartels?
Yes, they're flying people up to Canada. So they're very involved in the north and south of what's going on. Absolutely.
And when you think about it, that's an even more dangerous border because it's much larger than the one with Mexico, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Yeah. It's hard to even ask this question because we both know what's going on in Canada right now, but are they doing anything at their border to stop the cartels? Or are they even aware?
Yeah, they closed the border to Americans.
Yeah.
That's what they've done. They haven't closed it to anybody else. They've closed it to Americans. You still can't. I live an hour and a half from the border. We still can't cross the border into Canada.
Oh, my God.
It's bad up there. Things are really bad. But that's another day, another discussion, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be a good discussion for us to have because of everything that's been going on because of Trudeau. Talking about China, you mentioned China because they're working, they have their own cartels and they're working with the cartels this is pretty exciting. This it's more than I think a rumor at this point, but the vice minister of state security, Dong Jingwei, is believed to have secretly flown from Hong Kong to the U.S. on February 10th, according to reports, and they have that have surfaced on Chinese media sites and Twitter. Now, if the rumors are true, and it seems, according to even your connections, that Mr. Jingwei would be the highest level defector ever from the People's Republic of China. It's rumored that Mr. Jingwei has shared important information about the Wuhan Institute of Virology at the center of the COVID lab leak theory, which had been, of course, remember, we were all called conspiracy theorists, for a year and a half. But now, all of a sudden, it's reignited. Do you think this is why suddenly they are, after calling us conspiracy theorists for so long about a lab leak, that the administration is now changing its tune?
I think that could well be, because certainly he's under the cover of our intelligence agencies. They're guarding him very carefully from what I hear. He's working with them. Now, it's a question of what actually the truth that comes out, whether the Biden administration will allow that to come out from our intelligence agencies, since the intelligence agencies come under the executive branch of government.
Yeah, and
DIA,
yes,
CIA, and the intelligence even within the FBI departments. So we'll see, but obviously he's working behind the scenes informing our people of how the virology lab at Wuhan did in fact create COVID-19 and are creating other vaccines as well,
right.
And also the fact that they pushed it out throughout the world. So we'll see what happens as more information hopefully will be released on him.
I hope so. And considering how high-ranking and close he is to Xi, how significant is this defection in revealing weakness in Beijing?
Well, I'm not sure it shows any weakness. I mean, we've had defectors for decades coming in from China. So I'm not sure that it shows any weakening at all. I'm sure they've been weakened by it, by the senior official coming in, releasing the information.
Mm-hmm.
But Chinese are continuing to stand tall and to actually spread economically, financially, their power, militarily, into space and so on. So the Chinese are continuing to be hard at work when they see the United States is now weakened with the new presidency and the new administration. And so they're watching that very carefully. We still have to keep our eye on if they do anything to take Taiwan over.
Yeah. Well, I think that Beijing was upset by this because they even denied that he left. They said, oh, he gave a speech the other day here. But, of course, they didn't have any photos of him giving that speech. So more propaganda.
Yeah, they're good. They're good at deception. No doubt about it.
They're communists. Yeah. Well, here are some of the things he said to have provided the DIA. We don't know what, but these are some of the things. The contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. He has confirmed that a third of all Chinese students in the U.S. are spies. Financial records on U.S. government officials and business people who took money from the CCP. U.S. citizens who gave intel to China and names of Chinese spies currently in the U.S. This really, if true, of the if this information is true that's been given, that would be explosive. But I'm sure that the Biden regime... citizens will never really learn any of this unless a patriotic whistleblower in the DIA would share. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. We'll have to see what happens. But you got to keep in mind, Audrey, the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, we published 22 in-depth analysis of the Chinese Communist Party, of the infiltration into America, into Wall Street, into our universities, into our cities. We published that over the last year.
Right.
So not a lot of that, what you're saying there, we already have known that. He perhaps is just validating how and who has done it within the Chinese Communist Party.
Yes, yes, exactly. You know, I want to jump over to, we've discussed the possibility of an alliance of constitutional states. Is there anything, any progress on that?
Yes, that's strengthening. It's what we call the Alliance of the Free States. We're not calling them Red States Republican anymore. We're calling them the Alliance of the Free States. And those are the states that are standing up. They're using nullification against federal laws that come down that are against the Constitution. They're also working in six states now on the audits from the election. So we'll see more forthcoming there. Mike Lindell has come out with some very definitive documentation again on the illegality and the compromise of our election system in 2020. So we'll see what happens. But watch Arizona and watch Georgia.
Yeah, you know, some of them, of course, are jumping ahead of this on the other side. They're saying, oh, you can't change things now. You can't reinstate them. But constitutionally, that's not true, is it? It would be a constitutional crisis, but I mean, it would be, it's never been done before, but it doesn't mean that it can't be done, him being reinstated, could it?
No, I mean, remember the voting is done in the states, in the state legislatures control that. So if these five or six state legislatures get definitive documentation, validity that went on the election night, then in fact they can turn those elections at the state level. So we'll have to see what happens. This is uncharted territory.
Right.
We've never been down this path before, but certainly if it's an illegal election and Trump is actually the rightful president, then something has to be done. We cannot let this happen, and because it mars the entire United States, our values, our traditions. So we'll see what comes out with Mike Lindell's new documentation.
Yeah, because what's coming out so far in those audits, and they've been very clean and they're watching them very carefully, is that, well, the truth is coming out now, little by little. And I understand the other states that were going to do or are planning on audits have been watching, actually observing what's going on in Arizona. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. That is right. Yes.
So this we should see something very interesting here. Before we finish, I do want to jump over to it. Of course, we can't help but talk about the, and I don't like to call it a vaccine. I call it the jab, the COVID jab that they still continue to push. Now, and I've said it to the listeners before, but I'll say it again. In 1976, with the swine flu vaccine, when there were 53 deaths, they pulled it. According to Veyers, there are almost 6,000, and that's only with 1%, that's only 1% reporting, 6,000 deaths already. And many, when it comes to maiming, we have young people who are not susceptible to the virus that end up with heart inflammation. They're destroying their lives. But somebody's making a lot of money off this, aren't they?
Well, this gets us into a whole other arena of what I call income redistribution at the global level by the globalists, by the Bill Gates and others. Fact helped fund the Wuhan laboratory. But what we have now is, you see it in Great Britain, they've locked down Great Britain again for another month, and the shop owners over there are absolutely being put out of business, just like our small businesses have been put out of business over the last year. And so it's a way for the power and the money to go to the globalists who are running this whole great reset, if we wanted the grand reset, however you want to call it. But certainly, 9 billionaires, Audrey, have been made out of these the vaccines at these pharmaceutical companies. So the big guys are making a lot of money, but they're destroying the middle class and have destroyed it to a great degree.
Well, it appears that in, as a matter of fact, I think it's Massachusetts, there were 4,000 people that were tested for COVID, and they were vaccinated already. They were already fully vaccinated, and they came out positive. So people have been lied to. They have not been told. Yes. It's not full disclosure of anything. They're not, haven't been warned about anything. And the only local media is now reporting any kind of adverse reactions. That's it. The major media will not do it. They won't say anything, except they still continue to promote this jab. And it is not a flu vaccine. It is, and it's experimental, and it's a gene therapy, correct?
That's correct. And the reports of, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't pretend to be at all, but you know, I would not be getting any of the vaccines, that's for sure. I'd be on hydrochloroquine and zinc and other things, because I did have COVID. I was in isolation for 7 days, so, you know, I've been through it.
And you have immunity.
The doctor told me, trace the money, watch the money from the hospitals, the pharmaceutical companies, and you see that's what's happening now. The proof is there. Yeah. But anyhow, it's a sad situation that we blanketed this country, shut it down, and we've listened to what I call the folly of Fauci.
Yeah.
The Fauci folly. Boy, what a guy he has turned out to be.
Well, you're being kind.
And even the media is still supporting this jerk.
Oh, yeah, they are. And you're being kind when you say that, because many of us believe him to be a murderer, because he knows exactly what he was doing, and it was all to make money. And when you mention Gates, of course, we know he's a eugenicist, and he has made no bones about it in the past and said that one of the ways that we need to reduce the world population is using vaccines. So they know exactly what they're doing. They're getting wealthy, and they're looking at, sadly, about the population as lab rats. But we're not, Paul. So we're okay. The lab rats, the lab rats are fighting back. So anyway, that's what this is.
Yes, that's right. So Paul, we're fighting strong. That's for sure.
You bet, and we're going to win. By the way, Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work? Where can they do that?
They can go to our website, standupamericaus.org. Standupamericaus. Make sure you put that in there, .org. And they can also sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And we're sort of ahead of the game on tracking the important matters of our government, what we're doing, not doing. We have a China team. We have a Canadian team, a part of our intel source of the foundation. And so when we go into a subject matter, we study it very carefully and analyze it before we produce it and distribute that information.
Yes, and there, listeners, you can find the tremendous work that the general has done over the past year with his team on the CCP. So if you want a little education on that, then go right to the site. Everything is there. Am I correct on that?
That's correct. In the archives. Much of it is in the archives now.
Okay. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the honor button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much again, Paul, for sharing your brilliant assessments on this and for your excellent work. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work.